The odds of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas. 1 in 300 million. The odds of a daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland, spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts. 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 7 Grammy Awards. 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records. 1 in 800,000. The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism, 1 in 68. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
My name is Meera Batra. I have been in this country 32 years, and this is how I live united. America has always been the land of promise, and in my community, many families have come for a better life. Coming from another culture myself, I know the desire to become part of a community, to feel at home, and to gain the tools for our children and families to succeed. So I advocate for these families with United Way. United Way empowers them to look beyond their histories and to see what opportunities are available. We help them get involved with their kids' schools, network within the community, and when we do, we unite them. We make the community stronger. What I do is something I wish someone had done for me, and I am so grateful I am able to. My name is Meera Batra. I help families see opportunities and succeed. I don't just wear the shirt. I live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
From the sports book to the gridiron, we've got you covered on 1300 The Bet.
Your edge over the sports books.
Baltimore's home for wagertainment.
Three, four. Highsmith is there. Jackson got away. Now reloads and throws to Flowers downfield. He's got it for a touchdown.
Now back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
So, man, how are you not excited for football? That Ravens-Steelers game, Week 18 Sunday Night Football, Division Championship. How good is that? How good is it? How good is it? That game may have, although I guess if you take the word of Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti, basically he was going to fire John Harbaugh basically no matter what, whether they won that game or not, but certainly did not help John Harbaugh in his quest to remain head coach of the Baltimore Ravens. This segment on You Better You Bet, sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance, protecting small businesses with affordable coverage options. Get a quote today at ProgressiveCommercial.com, ProgressiveCommercial.com. Okay. I understand what you are going to say to me, or at least think in your head, since you can't, thankfully, can't talk to me while I'm talking on the air. That would be a disaster. But I know what you're going to say when I tell you I love the Baltimore Ravens this year. You will say, but Nick, everybody loves the Baltimore Ravens this year. Just look at their prices at BetMGM. They are one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl, co-favorites along with Buffalo to win the AFC, minus 115 to win the AFC North, so they're the favorite to win that division, and a win total sitting at about 11. So everybody loves Baltimore. Why do I get to say I also love the Baltimore Ravens if everybody loves Baltimore? The answer, I am tremendously confident in Jesse Minter, the Ravens' new head coach, and there's some projection needed here, right? And you do. We all have opinions. We all put our thumb on the scale a little bit. I'm going to do it with the Dallas Cowboys this season. I'm going to put my thumb on the scale because I believe in Christian Parker and some of the talent they've brought in. And I admit that. There's some bias involved here based on my opinions. Just the same way there's bias with you and your opinions. And we're all sports fans, and we're all welcome to those opinions. My opinion, Jesse Minter is going to be an absolute monster. My opinion, I think he can be Mike McDonald 2.0. Mike McDonald 2.0. As one of the next great defensive coaches in the National Football League. I think he is a stud. I loved this hire for the Baltimore Ravens. And you know my opinion. And it was the same opinion I had about Buffalo with Sean McDermott. Baltimore with John Harbaugh. Enough was enough, and it's time for a change. Shout out to the late, great Owen Hart. Where you can't keep going to the playoffs every year with a stud, like first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback, and keep getting bounced before you make the Super Bowl. A change had to be made. Credit to Buffalo for doing it. Here's Joe Brady. Credit to Baltimore for doing it. Here is Jesse Minter. And I believe that Jesse Minter is going to take this Ravens defense, especially with Nnamdi Madubuike. It feels like he's going to play in week one. Remember, he had that terrible neck injury Monday Night Football in the loss last year to the Lions. He's a stud interior pass rusher, run stuffer. He is a great player. And I've talked about him a bunch this offseason as he looks to come back from the neck. He's been cleared to practice. Now, he might not practice today for Baltimore. He might not practice tomorrow. Might not be this week. Might not be next week. But he going to practice. And it feels like he's going to play week one on the road in Indianapolis. It is a gigantic, gigantic deal for the Baltimore Ravens. Here's Trey Hendrickson rushing the passer. Not a bad consolation prize on the whole Max Crosby brouhaha, which feels like, did that actually really happen? Remember when the Ravens traded for Max Crosby and then walked it back? Remember when that happened? And here's Trey Hendrickson. You know, Eric DaCosta, Ravens GM, said after the fact, we were trying to get Max Crosby and Trey Hendrickson. Sure you were. We don't believe you. You need more people. But Trey Hendrickson's there now. One of the best secondaries in the league. And yeah, Lamar Jackson's still the quarterback. Now, last year, not great for Lamar Jackson. Not healthy. Ravens missed the postseason. Seems unfathomable with a player of Lamar Jackson's caliber that that should happen. We'll get to another team later this hour with a stud all-world quarterback that missed the postseason as well. I cannot imagine or fathom a world where Lamar Jackson and this Ravens offense struggles again this season. Especially considering I expect the offensive line to certainly be better this year than it was last year. Do you, the person watching or listening, do you respect Odyssey Sports NFL insider, ultimate football guy, Brian Baldinger? I know you do, because you love ball, and you know ball, and you know that Baldy knows ball. And I know that Baldy knows ball. So if we collectively know that Baldy knows ball, and Baldy tells us that Vega Iona from Penn State is the best offensive lineman in the draft, and then the Baltimore Ravens select him to anchor the interior of their offensive line, then since Baldy knows ball, we know that Baldy knows ball, and we know ball, we know that the Ravens have improved their offensive line. And here's Ethan Pochich coming over at center just a couple days ago. They've got their center now. They've got their center. Derrick Henry still in the backfield. And maybe this is the year he falls off, but then again, maybe it's not. Maybe it's not. Maybe we keep predicting this to happen every year, and maybe it never happens. And by the second maybe, I mean definitely, because it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. The Ravens' fortunes this year ultimately will hang not necessarily on Jesse Minter, not necessarily even on Lamar Jackson, but on a precocious youth, more than a decade younger than yours truly, new Ravens offensive coordinator Declan Doyle, who will be 30 during this season. Spent last season as like Ben Johnson's understudy, the offensive coordinator. We know Ben Johnson is the offense in Chicago, but spent last season in Chicago with Ben Johnson. So there's some projection here with Declan Doyle as well, and I acknowledge that, right? I'm putting my finger on the scale. I think it's going to work, given the talent involved. I think they're going to unlock Zay Flowers. I think Lamar Jackson's going to have a way better... How could he not have a better season? And also, I look at the rest of the teams in this division. Cleveland. Almost certainly going to be bad this year. I don't even mean that as an insult. I just told you the sun's going to come out tomorrow. The Cleveland Browns are going to be bad this year. I'm not super into the Pittsburgh Steelers this year, although I will admit I am slightly intoxicated by Aaron Rodgers reuniting with his family just as a human interest story. I love it. I love that. I think Mike McCarthy's a great guy, and he's a good coach. I don't think the Steelers' ultimate upside, the ceiling is that high for Pittsburgh this year. And I know a lot of people, including people I really respect, and I mean that sincerely. I can be wrong. Also, they can be wrong. They love the Cincinnati Bengals this year. I do not. This is Baltimore's division. I would be, you know, an injury to Lamar Jackson notwithstanding. And obviously you could say that about Josh Allen gets hurt, whatever. You understand what I'm saying. Pending significant injuries to the most principal players on the team, I would be stunned, shocked, flabbergasted, gobsmacked if the Baltimore Ravens did not win the AFC North this year. And if they were not one of the final at least four teams standing in the AFC, and maybe, just maybe, I'll have the Baltimore Ravens playing on Championship Sunday. You better, you bet. Nick Costos and you, Westwood One Sports. Terrific Football Tuesday. All right. We hit a team in the AFC East. We hit a team in the AFC North. As we move, it would be weird if I'm like that now with the San Francisco 49ers. Let's go to the AFC South. The Indianapolis Colts utterly mystify me at this moment. I can't go with Indy as the team that I really like. Even if I think that Indy's upside is really high. Like, the Colts' upside is to win the AFC South. Remember what they were last year. And I know, even prior to the Achilles tear, that the Colts' offense was on the skids a little bit. I understand. But the way they started the year, Shane Steichen is a wonderful coach and a great play caller. And I think he's kind of a difference-making head coach with what he's been able to do. Indy's upside's high. But we also have to acknowledge, given the quarterback, given the injury, that the floor is pretty low. So I can't really get there with Indy, even if for all the Colts fans out there, I'm acknowledging that the upside is high. I have no interest in Tennessee. We'll get to them. I like Jacksonville. I don't love the Jaguars this year, but I do like Jacksonville, and I think Jacksonville is a team that will be, like, it wouldn't shock me if Jacksonville missed the playoffs. It wouldn't shock me if Jacksonville was, you know, like the sixth seed in the playoffs. So I think either outcome is possible. The team that I believe will rule the roost in the AFC South this season is the Houston Texans. Now, Houston is the favorite to win the division at our show sponsor, BetMGM. The Texans plus 120 to win the AFC South, plus 900 to win the AFC, and a win total of about 10. Let's start with the defense. A common, I don't know if I want to use the word trope, because trope almost has a negative connotation to it, but something that people will say a lot, and I think it's been proven to mostly be accurate, right? When we think about year-over-year performance in the National Football League, you will hear a lot of people say, and it's correct, right? So this is not me, like, everyone's wrong that says this. They're not. That offense and offensive performance, it's a good performance, elite performance, is stickier, meaning more likely to happen again, stickier year over year than defense. Because with defense, you could point to maybe you lose one player and it's the Jenga Tower, the whole Jenga Tower comes crumbling down. Or maybe, like the Chicago Bears did last season. This is not me saying I dislike the Bears. But the Bears had fantastic turnover luck last season. Fantastic, right? In the same sense as the New York Jets had the worst turnover and zero interceptions an entire season. Like, unlikely statistically to happen again, right? You understand what I'm saying. So there will be people that will say Houston's defense was so unbelievably next level good last season. Where, and like, think about this, right? And I don't know if the suggestion is they would have beaten Seattle in the Super Bowl, but let's say in the playoffs, CJ Stroud was simply average instead of Nathan Peterman. Instead of, like, the worst quarterback you've ever seen, where people like me are calling correctly, I believe, for him to be benched at halftime of the divisional round game in Foxborough against the Patriots for Davis Mills and his giraffe neck. What if C.J. Stroud had been simply average? Better question. What if C.J. Stroud was what he was as a rookie last year in the playoffs? Did the Texans go to the Super Bowl? I'm not saying they would have beaten Seattle at all. I think Seattle would have won the game. You trust Sam Darnold and Seattle's offense more, right? But would the Texans have gotten there? I'm being serious. You don't think they would, if they would have beaten, if they had gotten average quarterback play in that game against the Patriots, they would have beaten New England, right? We all watched the game. And then on the road in Denver against Jarrett Stidham with that defense, you think Denver would have won that game? Come on, stop it. Now, again, I think Seattle would have beaten them. But the Texans, with an average quarterback play in last year's playoffs, go to the Super Bowl. No? Am I wrong? This defense is going to be nasty this year. Like Brian Knobbs and Jerry Sags. The mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Get the megaphone ready. Put the armpits in the face. They're the nasty boys this season. They're going to be tremendous. Will Anderson Jr. is going to be the defensive player of the year. He is utterly unstoppable. And Anderson and Danielle Hunter form, for my money, the premier 1-2 pass rushing duo in the National Football League. And there are other good ones. For me, Anderson and Hunter top the list. Monsters at all three levels. Al Shaier is you could now make kind of a dirty player, but he's awesome at the linebacker position. The secondary is an embarrassment of riches. Look at the cornerbacks. Derek Stingley and Kamari Lassiter. Is that the best 1-2 cornerback combo in the league? Pretty damn good, right? To me, all 3 years he's been the head coach. So really, for Houston, what it comes down to, can C.J. Stroud pull his head out of his derriere? Can he be average to slightly above average? And anything other than that is gravy if the defense is going to be what I'm expecting it to be this season. So now let's consider the factors around C.J. Stroud, right? The offensive line was horrendous last year. And to be fair, there's train wreck potential for it this year. I'm acknowledging that. But what I will also say, my opinion, I think I'm going to be right on this, is that the Texans' offensive line will be a pretty good amount better this year than it was last year. And I know that, you know, this national audience may not necessarily be interested in, like, the weeds breakdown of the offensive line positions. I'm just going to tell you, and we'll be really quick on this. Arante Ursary's playing the blindside left tackle. He was a rookie last year. I don't know if his potential is to be Orlando Pace, but I think he's going to be an above-average NFL left tackle. Something to be said for that, right? Wyatt Teller comes over at left guard from Cleveland. Been a steady option throughout his career. The center situation makes you a little queasy because Keon Rutledge, the first-round pick, played guard in college. They're going to try and transition him to center. We'll see how that goes, but he's a road grader, physical, and that's what this team needed. Some of the physicality of the defense to morph over and bleed over to the offensive side of the ball. Ed Ingram is a reliable right guard, and Braden Smith is a reliable right tackle. I'm not saying they're the 92 Cowboys as far as an offensive line goes, but I absolutely feel they'll be better. Let's talk more about offensive physicality. You want it? Here's David Montgomery toting the rock. I don't think David Montgomery is Earl Campbell, but he's a huge upgrade over what the Texans were trotting out there last year. And now, a 1-2 punch of Montgomery and Woody Marks is not horrendous. It's not the best. It's not the best, but it's not horrendous, and it's better than what they had last year. Here's Nico Collins, one of the best receivers in the league. Year two of the Iowa State boys, Jaden Higgins and Jalen Noel. I think Higgins can be a stud this year for the Houston Texans. And there's a guy, you'll remember his name, we haven't talked about him in a long time, because at the end of two NFL seasons ago, the 24 NFL season, he basically, his leg exploded. ACL. LCL, MCL, BCL, ZCL. If there's a CL in the knee, Tank Dell tore it. Plus, like, fractured patella. Is a patella in the leg? Femur, leg, whatever. Everything that could go wrong with the leg went wrong for Tank Dell. Missed all of last year. All of them. Do you remember how good he was when he played? Now, maybe he won't be what he was prior to the injury, but if he's even like, is he 80% of what he was? 85%? Do you understand what a big deal that is for this offense? And they can run the ball a little bit now, and the line's better? If C.J. Stroud can give you anything more than he gave you last year, and the bar is low, why can't this team go to the Super Bowl? I said it. Why can't the Houston Texans go to the Super Bowl this year? The Houston Texans will win the AFC South. And as of this moment right now, no, this is pencil, not pen. It's July 28th. I reserve the right to change my mind. As it stands right now, I will have the Houston Texans playing on Championship Sunday. And perhaps on Super Bowl Sunday. Now, if the Texans aren't playing on Super Bowl Sunday, if their season ends in the AFC Championship game, there will be a team that it ends against. A team that I like even better. I'll tell you who that team is next here on You Better You Bet.
Less than 1 week until the MLB trade deadline. Buyers, sellers, contenders, pretenders. Who could be on the move? The lines are about to be drawn. Westwood One Sports.
Right now, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for just $9. Plus, receive 2x O Rewards points at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I love days like these at the pool, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. I'm ready to make a splash with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza. Skyrizi is a prescription-only injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. At 4 months, most people saw 90% clearer skin when measured from head to toe, and many were even 100% plaque-free. People also saw significant improvement in psoriasis symptoms of pain, redness, itching, and burning.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Now there's nothing on my skin, thanks to Skyrizi, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Lowe's Pro Rewards members, save big during Lowe's Pro Savings Days. Get your member volume discount, plus an extra 5% off eligible orders with a quote of $2,000 or more. And buy more and save more with up to 20% off in-stock molding when you spend $250 or more. Members get more at Lowe's. Valid through 7/31. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Can't be combined with any contract or special pricing. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit the Pro Desk or Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.